This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Gary Neil Gupton has been writing and traveling for pleasure in his life, but recently he combined his experience into a story for young people. The story is called Time to Meet Max, and it was published late last year. Author Gary Gupton says the story is fiction, but it is inspired by a young man he met on one of his trips to Guatemala.
Max, I met him very briefly there. I went to a mission down in Guatemala to check out the housing. They were building houses for people there, poor people. Their houses have been knocked down by mudslides, etc. And I met the man and his wife and their six kids. Three were adopted, and one is Max from Haiti. And Max was about seven at the time, and he's in a wheelchair and blind. So he has special needs, but he was very expressive when I met him. And since then, I've gotten some Facebook things from his dad in a video that he sent. He's actually dancing around, which I thought was amazing. It was like he was trying to fly almost. And that's one of the ideas in the book, that Max learns to fly.
Gupton says the book would be perfect for kids around third grade, but as he describes the story, it seems a wider audience might appreciate the characters he's created.
The two main characters in the beginning are Anna and Cole. They are the two children from America who come down to visit in Antigua with their parents. The parents sort of disappear after the first scene, so the kids are sort of on their own. Anna is the smart one in the book. She's always making smart alecky remarks. And also she shows her knowledge of different things because she's a year older than Cole. So Cole, he sort of hangs back and he gets embarrassed by her sometimes. By the end of the book, it reverses a little bit. He's learned a lot and he's coming out and becoming more vocal and smarter. He's catching up to her. The character Max, they don't meet Max until like halfway through the book. He shows up and he's living in this hotel that his father, adoptive father, Big Papa, runs, and that's where the kids are staying. Right after they meet, they start comparing their skin colors and the way the texture of the skin. Max has rough hands because he wheels his wheelchair. And Big Papa, he's a scary character at first. The kids think Big Papa is after them. And Jack, there's a guy named Jack. He's a little older than the kids. He's their guide. They meet him, and he speaks mostly Spanish, and he guides them on a horse tour of a volcano. They don't like him at first because he's very harsh, and he swats the horses on their rears, and especially Anna. She doesn't like that. But eventually, they all become friends. They all, in the end, go on an adventure together. They discover, in the end, a secret that Jack has that they had no idea that it was this secret, but it's a good secret.
If you want to know the secret, you have to read the book for yourself. That was author Gary Neil Gupton talking about his book, Time to Meet Max. The book is available in Wilmington at Pomegranate Books and Old Books on Front Street, and also online. Find details and an excerpt at whqr.org.